This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Slovakia's prime minister was seriously wounded in a shooting on Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, a physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions, she says. Please, let's stop it. Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday said U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his alarm and deep concern over the attempted assassination of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico.
He and Dr. Biden are praying for a swift recovery, and our thoughts are with his family and the people of Slovakia.
The Interior Minister said Fico was in a life-threatening condition after he was shot in a politically motivated assassination attempt when leaving a government meeting on Wednesday. The gunman shot the 59-year-old five times, leaving the prime minister in critical condition. A 71-year-old man was taken into custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine. The remarks come on the eve of his visit to partner China that has backed Moscow in its invasion of its neighbor. Putin was quoted by a Xinhua news agency on Wednesday as saying Russia has never refused to negotiate and it seeks a comprehensive, sustainable, and just settlement in this conflict through peaceful means. His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northeast